Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday. It's the fourth day of fucking March 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in the *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And they're talking snow here. I mean, we went to, the pressure went down, so we're looking up the snow, and zero accumulation. So, I mean, three snowflakes are going to fall and melt till they hit, before they hit the ground is what I see here. We are so screwed. Sucking smoke by May, man, I'm telling you right now, it'll happen. If we ain't doing something better. Let's see what we're going to start with here. Ukrainian protesters surround White House, demand Biden stop Russia from attacking their country. Fucking what's wrong with this goddamn statement? People, we'll talk about it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, you know, wait just a second here. We did predict that this is what would happen. I mean, it's happened in each fucking instance. Ukrainian protesters, and I kept saying goddamn Bosnia yesterday. It's because it fucking reminds me of the same shit. Something we had nothing to fucking do with. We went over and toppled the fucking government for the New World Order, Zionist pig shit eating motherfuckers, man. And anyway, Ukrainian protesters surround White House, demand Biden stop Russia from attacking their country. What's wrong with that fucking statement, people? Send your fucking people over there and have them die fighting for the New World Order, to institute a New World Order to give them international fucking slavery, to make them slaves, I mean, one world fucking slaves. And you do it right now for my country. I mean, fuck, they're not even acting like Ukrainian Americans, you know, they're not. I mean, fuck this. Hey, you know what? Fuck you, Ukrainians. You don't like it? We'll fucking snuff your fucking ass out right here, you motherfuckers. Get out of my goddamn country. Get the fuck back over to your goddamn one world fucking country. If you want to fucking, you want the Russians killed, you go fucking try to kill them. And I hope they slaughter every fucking one of you. Anyway, this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Ukrainian protesters surrounded the whorehouse demanding Joe Biden stop the war in Ukraine. Well, Joe, get on your goddamn... Well, some that's going to be tough to have five people around changing his fucking diaper and everything while he's trying to, well, I don't know. Could he hold up a BB gun? Joe. Order, what is he trying to say? Fucking corporate aristocracy. Corporate monarch, order your fucking peasants to go and fucking die to fucking support the one world fucking order. And fucking go fucking push the Russians out of my country. Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking arrogant pricks. You want to fucking get down, motherfucker. You want to see what an American will do. Keep fucking with us. We'll fucking kill your ass right here where you're at, you son of a bitches. Get out. We have a war in Ukraine, and we want to stop that war. Well, fucking get your fucking ass over there into your fucking country and do what you gotta fucking do. We don't give a shit about Ukraine or Ukrainians. So we want to ask Biden. Biden has no fucking jurisdictional authority to order American nationals to do one fucking thing. He's a criminal looking, waiting for the goddamn trial and the rope itself. And he fucking knows it. Biden to stop the war. What a you fuckers are goofy, man. I don't have no doubt we could wipe your fucking ass, but we'll wipe your fucking ass out right here on the land you're standing on. This is America, motherfuckers. It belongs to the United States nationals. We the people. And it's under our law and our jurisdiction, and this motherfucker don't order us to do anything, especially go and save your fucking country. Get the fuck out now. So we want to ask Biden to stop the war in Ukraine. Support Ukraine. Fuck you. Please, fuck you. Get the fuck out. What are you even doing here? Ukrainian? A Ukrainian woman told, we got to get the woman. Was she carrying a kitty cat while she's wagging the fucking tail? Or wagging the dog, I'm sorry. A Ukrainian woman told White House correspondent Dr. Matthew Harper, shelter our sky. That's what we are asking. Said, no fly zone. You know, like when you came, you fucking, we're not going to world war with goddamn Russia over fucking pisshole, shithole Ukraine. Fuck you. Get your fucking ass back there and fight for that new world. Hey, here's what they want you to fucking fight for, people. This is what they want Joe Biden over there fucking to send your ass over there fight for.
That aren't Ukrainians. I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainians.
Oh, the will. Stand up and will fight. Your ass Are over you? There and do your own fight, motherfucker.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years. And we had thriller revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
Fuck you, whore. Fuck you, Ukrainians, you son of a bitches better get the fuck. You can go up there and march around the whorehouse all you want. That cocksucker has no authority over we the people. Never has, never will. We're free nationals. We don't, and that son of a bitch is a fucking fraud. He's a part of a fraudulent fucking corporation that fucking took, removed the fucking republic in violation of our fucking law. We're going to do some fighting, all right, but it ain't going to be in goddamn Ukraine, and you motherfuckers ain't going to want to be around when it starts to go down. I'm sick of every son of a bitch and fucking goddamn culture around the world. I mean, if it's in Yemen, if it's in goddamn Saudi Arabia, if it's anywhere, here's a goddamn bunch of them marching around our White House. Hey, you do this for what I tell you for my fuck you. Come here to fucking Chiloquin and tell me to do it, Ukrainian piece of shit. I'll fucking give you some fighting. How fucking dare you? How dare they even print this goddamn shit? Shelter our sky. They want a no-fly zone. That's how you get the fucking war going. We don't want to kill fucking Russians. If the Russians are killing you motherfuckers and you're one-worlders, fucking kill them, Russians. But realize that you're not killing the fucking, to stop the New World Order, you're killing to give Putin a better position as a fucking multi-billionaire, part of the international corporate mafia, a better position in the goddamn fucking, what would it be, in the leadership? That's all you're fighting for, because they don't give a goddamn about your life no more than they give a goddamn about mine. We need to wipe these motherfuckers. They're just a handful, guys. Come on. Is your military, are your military your brothers and sisters? Are they your aunts, uncles, and cousins? Talk to them and tell them, say, fuck this shit. Let's get rid of these motherfucking elitist cocksuckers once and for fucking all. And let's have the, let's adopt the American fucking Bill of Rights. That way we will all be equal. We will have autonomy. Everything will belong to all of us, not as a fucking communist collective, but as into fucking individuals. And it can't be taken away from us by some fucking tyrant. Like I said, the 9 billion mark, that was fucking years ago. That son of a bitch has probably got fucking 20 billion by now. You think he's on the same par as the people out there fucking doing the killing for him? I like the idea of you killing these fucking Ukrainians, to tell you the truth. These one world son of a bitches that need to, gonna have to be killed anyway. But we're gonna kill them right here on our fucking ground. We're not gonna travel across an ocean and fucking, I mean, fucking, they, what that, what they're looking for is us to fucking defend the New World Order. Are you fucking kidding me? Like I said before, you know, oh, that was a conspiracy theory, New World Order, quit. Go put on your tin hat. I guess the aliens are coming to get you too, huh? Well, that looks like a fucking conspiracy fucking fact now, doesn't it? And with that New World Order goes the sovereignty of your fucking country. Goes to the fucking Bill of Rights if you let it happen. All you have to do is just enforce that son of a bitch. They cannot stop you. You're on the right side of the law. And if you fucking kill every fucking one of them, you will have carried out your duty under the fucking law. Biden, come stop. Biden, fuck that. Fucking, that motherfucker ain't even alive, I don't think. The fucking, Jesus, you sickening son of a bitches. Ukrainians, suck my ass. Putin's not playing fair. Fucking what? Whoa, there's a fair in war? There's some kind of fair in war? You're fucking, you motherfuckers, I'm going to keep playing it over and over. This is what you're fucking wanting our people to go fight for. Hey, you going to do it, you dumbass motherfucking Americans? Hey, all you goddamn communists, get the fuck over there and do it. Get the fuck over there and fight.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years. And we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
That don't exist. That was never planned for fucking 100 fucking years, was it? That's conspiracy theory. Those people are nuts. Those people ought to be locked up and have their guns taken away from them. They're mentally deficient because they believe some new world order is trying to take over the fucking world. Really? What do you think now? They talk about Putin is not playing fair. He is killing peaceful civilians. I'm sure he is. He's killing Ukrainian children. He's killing Ukrainian mothers, Ukrainian men, women, and kids. That's called fucking war, bitch. Bastard, cocksucker, fucking foreigner. Get the fuck out of my country. It's called war. Every fucking war. The fucking innocent die at a higher rate than the goddamn combatants. Everybody fucking knows it. So get off your sorry fucking ass and get over to your country. And do your own fucking fighting. Ukraine is nothing to us. Just like fucking Israel's nothing to us. We're not going to fight for fucking the New World Order. You can bet your ass on that. You come and try to fucking induct our people from fucking 18s. Come and fucking try it. It'll be like coming for the fucking guns. Your asses will get blasted right in the fucking mouth. Nobody's gonna go fight for that New World Order, but we'll kill it at our doorsteps. Ukrainian, he's shooting down schools and orphanages and hospitals. Yeah, I seen it. I was over there, I looked at it, and you lying motherfuckers too. He's keeping the infrastructure, and that's what I'm talking to the Russians about. He's just building his fucking power for a single son of a bitch, Vladimir Putin, the billionaire, the member of the international corporate mafia. He doesn't care how many fucking Russians he gets fucking killed, positioning himself in the big game of fucking goddamn risk that has been there playing out here in front of us. All we have to do across this goddamn world is just wipe these motherfuckers out. We so fucking outnumber them, it ain't even fucking funny. But I mean, playing this Ukraine, march around that goddamn whorehouse. That's all it is, a whorehouse. And he ain't got no goddamn authority over the fucking people. You better understand that, you foreign fuckers. Russia will launch an attack on Poland and Europe next, the protesters warned. Good. Go ahead. I don't give a fuck. If the Russian people, but I don't think the Russian people would do it. Why would they? Why should you have your fucking, your children grow up without a fucking parent? Why should you have one of your children fucking killed for the one world fucking order? And if he did go into Poland and Europe, then you would be pretty fucking obvious what his intentions are, wouldn't it? And they ain't for the Russian fucking people. They're for Vladimir Putin, the fucking multi-billionaire, aren't they? Shoot that son of a bitch. We are not going to be the last one. If we lose, there will be another country. Next is Poland. Next is Europe. Stop dying, people. She said, what? Now, fuck, stop dying, people? She said, I am here because I am from Ukraine. You stop dying, Ukrainians. Sit down on your fucking ass, because fucking Joe Biden, he's going to order he's a monarch. He's going to order his goddamn subjects to come over there and do the dying and fighting for your new world order. So, and killing Russians and having Russians kill his people for you. You can sit on your fucking ass and get big checks mailed to you over here in the United States and go to free Walmart, you motherfuckers. Get out! Get out, or when we throw your ass out, it ain't gonna be fucking very nice how we do it. We're not going to be the left. Fuck you. Stop dying. Fuck you. I am an American citizen. Oh, you just upset up there. You're a fucking Ukrainian, didn't you? And you might be an American citizen. No, you're not. Because you know why? Because the American nationals gave no authority for any motherfucker to come into this goddamn country. And we own it. And when somebody else comes in, it takes a part of it. And the only way you can take something from an American national is through an individual filing in your individual capacity in a fucking common law court, following the fucking procedure right to the goddamn jury, and have a fucking jury of Americans say, yeah, we want to give our country over to a fucking Ukrainian. Go suck my ass, you dirty foreign prick. Let's see where we are here. Pulling the citizens. Oh yeah, I am an American citizen. No, you're fucking not. You do not have the permission of the American nationals to be here. I give you nothing that belongs to me. And my fucking people have been here since the beginning, before this fucking country, before the United States of America. And my Indian blood's been here before that. And you want to go to the fucking Viking blood? I got goddamn Scandinavian blood too. But I'm an American national. And I'm sick of you foreign motherfuckers. Get out! Get out, or we'll drive you out with fucking bullets. You think them fucking Russians are mean? You fucking wait till we take loose on your ass. We are not, okay, afraid of for their lives. Oh my God, who in the fuck in this country ain't afraid? How many of you people aren't afraid for your fucking lives right now with what these cocksuckers are doing? Huh? Our people can fear for, fuck them Americans. Americans are the dogs just like the Romans used to send the dogs, and you've heard of the dogs of war. They'd send the fucking Rottweilers through the fucking thing to attack and, to take the blunt of the fucking goddamn, German barbarians or whoever. And just for fucking fodder. We're not your cannon fodder, you Ukrainian low-life piece of shit. You are beneath us. You are a fucking pissant beneath us. Get the fuck out of my country. I order you, as American national, under my jurisdictional authority, which is fucking supersedes that fucking unlawful motherfucking United States corporation created in violation of the law of my people. The unalienable law created by my people. Fucking ratified by my people. December 15, 1791, get the fuck out. We have the authority. Not that cocksucker sitting in the whorehouse with fucking guards around his communist fucking ass. That shit his pants, motherfucker, doesn't have no authority over anything. They can write anything they want on a piece of paper, and then they can come out and try and fucking enforce it. Because the ones coming to enforce any kind of draft, they're going to have to come to people's fucking houses, because they ain't going to, and you'll meet the whole goddamn fucking neighborhood, buddy. We'll blast your fucking asses out of our towns. You ain't got enough fucking people, and you know it. We'll waste you. We'll be pissed because we didn't get one. You arrogant motherfuckers. Get the fuck out of our country. Let's see what we got here. I have been here. I am here because I am from Ukraine. I am here because I am from Ukraine. Go back to fucking Ukraine. You want to defend your fucking country? Get the fuck back over there and defend it. I am an American citizen. My family is all in Ukraine right now. But you're waiting on the fucking visas so that fucking Joe Biden with zero authority can fucking say, oh yeah, come on, and more invaders, more invaders. That dirty son of a bitch is a fucking traitor to the people and to our fucking superior supreme law known as the fucking Bill of Rights. He is in violation to the point of fucking sedition and treason, and he has nothing but a rope. He ain't gonna live long enough to hang. That's the sickest fucking part of it. A lot of these cocksuckers have fucking, just like Bill Clinton, gave our goddamn guidance systems to the fucking Chinese. And he's lived out a fucking comfortable fucking life. All he ever fucking wanted, Bezos fucking Switzerland, fucking, every comfort, everything it could be, that filthy fucking traitor who should have been put against the wall within fucking 3 weeks of him finding out what that son of a bitch did. Instead, they gave the stinky finger defense, just like Cuomo did. That dirty motherfucker. I tell you, you fuckers, we are sick of you. You don't think we're fucking sick of you, you fucking test it. Afraid for the lives. Civilians in Ukraine are sleeping underground, another demonstrator explained. Well, get your fucking ass over there and do something about it. You're here wanting my fucking people to go die for your people. Fuck you. We don't owe you nothing, son of a bitch. In fact, the truth be known, Ukraine is trying to get their fucking debt fucking discharged. We don't owe you shit. You owe us, you motherfuckers. We want our goddamn wealth back that has been given to you without our goddamn consent and without due process of the law being taken away from us. How about that, you cocksucker? The whole of Ukraine sleeps underground wherever they can. Oh, I'm fucking crying. She said, my sister with her two kids who are going to be here for next fucking week, you watch. Because they are pumping them in here, people. Boys have been, for the last 4 days, hiding in bomb shelters, crying for their lives. Are they crying for their fucking lives? I hope they're dead. I hope the Russians wipe you out. You know why I hope the Russians wipe you out? Because this.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up.
Oh my gosh, for such the will to come and tell somebody else to go fucking die for their sorry third world fucking asses.
For the last 8 years. And we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world
order.
We knew that
fuck you, whore. Come fight me, you bitch. See, they won't fight us here on our own fucking ground, so they're going to try this goddamn goofy shit. After this goofy shit, they got more goofy shit. Don't make no mistake. They got goddamn false flags planned. They're in a tizzy right now. They don't know what to do. They don't know whether to shit or go blind. Ain't nobody going to fall for this goddamn shit. Ain't nobody fucking after 20 years in fucking Afghanistan and a fucking couple trillion fucking dollars looking for fucking trouble with the goddamn Russians. I don't give a fuck if the Russians crush fucking Ukraine. If the people want to go die so Vladimir Putin can have a fatter fucking wallet, if their people are that goddamn stupid, do it. Certainly kill this bitch. I want to see this fucking bitch dead. And her New World Order. The whole, okay, we were there. Shelters crying for their lives, scared to death, scared that they will die. That's what happens in war, bitch. You don't mind if our fucking people go over there? If Americans go over there and fucking die, it's all right. Just not your fucking third world fucking worthless cock-sucking goddamn Ukraine pieces of shit. And I'm scared for them. And they will die. Yes, they fucking will. Only yesterday there were 16 children. Yeah, really? Yeah, I know that. I know this is true because you wouldn't fucking say it if it wasn't fucking true, would ya? The media doesn't fucking lie. I remember the incubators in Kuwait. Do you guys remember that? Oh, they tried to get your fucking pull on your heartstring. I hope they wipe every fucking one of you out to the fucking last gnat. But remember too, Russians, when you're doing this, you're not doing this for your people, and you're having your people kill for goddamn, so Vladimir Putin can be a bigger fucking dog in the fucking goddamn dog pen. That's all you're doing. We should all be turning on these motherfucking one world cocksuckers and crushing them, killing them, hanging them, ripping them to fucking pieces, because, well, I'm not going to be no one world fucking slave. You can shove your 14th Amendment up your fucking goddamn communist ass. That motherfucker is unlawful. So is your fucking corporation, you motherfuckers. And that's what you, hey, Russians better understand. You're not fighting for goddamn Mother Russia. You're fighting for goddamn your CEO, that billionaire fucking Vladimir Putin, so he can position himself better in the New World Order structure. Putin is not playing fair. Shit. He is killing peaceful civilians. Who in the fuck don't? How many peaceful civilians has America killed this year? What about over there in fucking Yemen? You remember, that was just recently, wasn't it, with a whole carload of fucking kids and shit? Oh, that's kind of hypocritical, isn't it? You mother, how many did you kill in goddamn Iraq? Fucking a million? Did you kill a million children, you motherfuckers? Dropping goddamn daisy cutters from the fucking air on them? I seen the day after fucking, what the hell did they call it? I can't remember what they called the attack. Shock and awe. I remember the day after shock and awe. Seeing them loading the goddamn little children up into a back of a fucking pickup stacked like goddamn cordwood. You did that, America. Or you allowed it. The American people allowed it. The goddamn communist fucking Zionist in charge fucking ordered it. Don't talk to me about killing children, you fucking children killing motherfuckers. It would take a fucking long time for Russia to catch up with your asses. Putin is not playing for, he's killing peaceful civilians. He's killed in Ukrainian children. How many fucking peaceful civilians have you fuckers killed? Huh? I mean, you killed Biden since you went on watch. You son of a bitch. How many you killed in Yemen? How many you killed in goddamn Syria? How many of you killed around the fucking world in Sudan, everywhere around the goddamn planet? You murdering son of a bitch. It's all right for you to murder. Like your buddy Como, he can fucking kill 4,000 people and no fucking charge against him. Credible fucking charges, but nobody's going to fucking do anything about it until the goddamn people stand up and fucking enforce the law. And I don't know how much it's going to take to get it through people's fucking head. That's the only way we got to go. He's killing Ukrainian mothers. Oh, you didn't kill no fucking mothers in goddamn Baghdad and all of Iraq. You didn't kill no fucking mothers, you son of a bitches. How many mothers have been killed in the Gaza Strip by the murdering fucking goddamn Zionist pig-ass shit-eating goddamn Jews? How many? How many children? You know, it's all right to kill them. They're Palestinians. If it's all right for one, I guess it's all right for the other, right? Where was the goddamn world's outrage when they bombed the Gaza Strip and killed all the fucking children and mothers over there? And they're killing them today. They're killing them in Yemen. You're killing them in Syria. Killing children, mother and children, right now. Fuck you, hypocrite! Ukrainian men, women, men and women, you goddamn right. He's shooting down schools and orphanages and, oh, listen, oh, it's the incubator story again. Are you gonna pee your pants? Oh, they're killing babies in the incubator. Remember that shit? You two, I mean, you guys, you people seem pretty fucking stupid. You know they're, every word that comes out of their mouth's a fucking lie. And this is the incubator story again. You got the memory span of a head of cabbage and you don't remember. When they told you they were, that the goddamn Iraqis were killing babies in goddamn incubators in Kuwait. Turned out to be a fucking lie, didn't it? Just like that depleted yellow cake uranium. Turned out to be a fucking lie, didn't it? What the fuck can you, I mean, goddamn, I can lie. No wonder the capitalism's so fucking big in this country. You can fuck somebody, you can lie to them. 2 days later, you can lie to them again, and they'll fucking take, they'll just lie after lie. Oh, are you saying it? Well, it must be true. How fucking ignorant do you think we are? Ukrainians, get the fuck out of my country. I'm telling you right now. Get out, you motherfuckers. Get the fuck back to Ukraine in your New World Order. And if you Russians want to fucking kill every one of these son of a bitches, I don't give a shit about no fucking Ukrainian. Kill every fucking one of them. But remember, you're killing so that fucking Putin can have a better position in that one world order that's, I mean, you think your life's bad now, you wait to, well, you people have seen fucking pure fucking communism and fucking action under Stalin. That's what this whole goddamn world's what they want. So it's your fucking call, or you can get that goddamn Bill of Rights translated into goddamn Russian and say this is what we the people declare and kill them motherfuckers and start living a happy fucking bountiful life on what belongs to you. Biden is to blame for the escalating conflict between Russia and Ukraine, a Ukrainian man argued. Yes, but yes, by God, he is. I mean, when he was with the Obama fucking, administration, he was over there in the Ukraine, wasn't he? I mean, has Hunter Biden gone to fucking jail yet for what he did? I mean, there's been an investigation, right? I mean, they were fucking over there fucking, doing deals under the table with the fucking Ukrainians. That was their kind of like their little spot, wasn't it? And now here we fucking are trying to fucking send they're not Americans. You go join up with the fucking military. You're joining the United Nations goddamn fucking kill fucking force. Thugs is all you are. If you're a fucking American, you're in the goddamn America. You're locked and loaded and ready to kill these New World Order communist fascist motherfuckers right here on our own land. We are in trouble right here. We are fucking invaded. You go off to fucking to a goddamn Ukraine, you are a fucking traitor. You're going to help the fucking enemy, and you will be treated as such. What we see from the White House is a combination of stupidity and cowardice, he said. Oh, stupidity and cowardice, yeah, you bet. They're playing this out just like a goddamn fucking dirty game of poker. You know, with fucking the cards up the sleeves and pull this one out, pull that one out. You don't know what they're going to do to fucking tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, fuck Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine, fuck Ukraine, fuck Ukraine, fuck your New World Order. You ain't going to get one American national to fight, except to kill your fucking asses for it. Because we're not taking our sovereign country from us. You're not taking our sovereign law from us. We're the largest fucking army on this planet, and we will fight your fucking asses. We ain't cowards. We just ain't going to fight for the fucking enemy no goddamn more. You better get that through your head. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45, and there's still fucking miniguns in this goddamn country. Why are we taking this fucking shit? Why are we allowing this fucking shit? Cowardice? Because that's what keeps coming up on my fucking adding machine. Now here we go. Joe Biden offers work permits to 75,000 fucking Ukrainians. Our fucking people are fucking hurting. Just take it back. You have the goddamn, it'd be easy. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. President Joe Biden's pro-migration chief of Homeland Security is offering temporary residence and work permits to roughly 75,000 Ukrainians. They can march around the whorehouse and bitch because fucking Americans aren't over there fucking dying for the new fucking world order. Ukrainian tourist visa workers and illegal immigrants are migrants. They're immigrants. They're illegal aliens. And you're not staying, so don't get too fucking used to the place. Including young men who are already in the United States. And they're talking about fighting age men. But you go, Americans, you go die for the New World Order. The award of temporary protected status, which this cocksucker has no jurisdictional authority to grant any son of a bitch on this planet, for 18 months was announced by Alejandro Mayorkas, the Cuban-born. Here you are again. The big jobs, people. The fucking big money. The fucking power. Cuban-born. What's this motherfucker doing in our government? Or it's not our government. It's the God. I hate to say it because it's a circle jerk. This is the corporation hired a fucking Cuban, okay? To get your fucking asses killed fighting for the fucking New World Order. Immigrant who runs the Department of Homeland Security. The award does not exclude fighting age Ukrainian men who could go home to protect their nation. Oh, it don't. No, hell no. We're not wanting to kill the fucking Ukrainian. Go ahead.
Hulu.
Pardon?
Wipe your ass with a hula hoop.
Oh, hell yes it is. And it's getting stinkier by the minute. Department of Homeland Security, the word does not exclude fighting age Ukrainian men who could go home and protect their nation and fight for the New World Order, who are our fucking enemies as they want to destroy our sovereignty and destroy our fucking law and our way of fucking life. The TPS aid for migrants also reduces the chance that those migrants will return home to strengthen their country after the war. Hell, why should they? They're getting a goddamn check in the mail off the back of whoever's left fucking Americans are left fucking sweating and working. We get to hand it to them cocksuckers so they can go have free fucking Walmart. Why in the fuck should they go back to that shithole Ukraine? Biden's deputies have also stopped deportation of illegal migrants back to several East European countries, including the nation of Georgia, which is about 600 miles from Ukraine's eastern border, according to CBS. Under what fucking authority? He has no... What do you think? He's a fucking pharaoh that shits his pants? He has no authority. He does not have the consent of the people. He's never had it. It hasn't existed since 1878. Or at least since 1869 when the people were declared fucking subjects. A subject can't give their consent, can they? Or the fucking goddamn their sovereign can give their consent for them to be fucking slaves. Go fight for the new fucking world order while these son of a bitches sit back here and enjoy the goddamn fruits of your fucking country. How stupid do you think we are? Don't answer that question. I'm sorry I asked it. Business-backed advocates for more migration touted the decision. Oh, you mean the businesses want more fucking slave labor? That's that ruling class we're going to wipe out. You fucking corporations are going down. You're going down hard. And the goddamn heads of those corporations, you're getting tried. You're going to find yourself in a common law court. You're going to say, this can't happen. This ain't can't happen. This can't, just like we're saying, this can't happen. And like we had 20 years ago, we said, nah, fuck, isn't nothing like this could ever fucking happen. 30 years ago, fuck, please. Well, you're going to find out it's going to fucking happen, son of a bitch. Biden's deputies have also stopped deportations. No, we were here. Business-backed advocates for more migration touted the decision as boost for the cause of migration. See, they want more fucking, this is a recolonization. They want the fucking people out here that own this goddamn country and all of its resources just to hand it over to this handful of fucking goddamn aristocrats, the same ones who wanted it from the fucking beginning, but didn't dare tell the people back then that they would, and I am more and more resentful. I love the fucking goddamn men who came out and fucking fought to give me my goddamn rights at the barrel of a gun, who gave up their lives, who gave up their goddamn families, who died so I could have these fucking rights. But I'm getting more resentful because you didn't finish the fucking job. We're gonna finish the fucking job. There ain't going to be one of these son of a bitches left. And their wealth is coming back to us, the people it belongs to. Which often amounts to a deliberate policy of extracting more workers, renters, extracting more workers, renters, and consumers from poor countries for use in the United States. Sounds pretty fucking like what I'm looking at. I mean, I can look out the window and see the sun shining. I can look out the window and see that's goddamn true. What else could it be for? Doris Landerverd, a TPS holder who works as a spokeswoman for the National TPS Alliance lobby group, said, lobby group? You can't have that in the United States. You can't have no collectivism. This is a country of individuals. The fucking law is autonomous to individuals. You're a goddamn traitor. You bought a rope just fucking having that position. This is great news. Even if it's long overdue, it's necessary, but still not sufficient. No, it won't be sufficient until you have taken the fucking American nationals out, had them dig their fucking own ditches to die in, took their fucking shiny guns away from them and shot them in the back of the fucking head and kicked them in the ditch, right, whore? You're going in the ditch. You're going to go up against the fucking wall, you treasonous whore. But you guys can't even call you a traitor. And these motherfuckers aren't even from the United States of America. They have nothing to do with us. This is fucking goddamn insurrection. We hope President Biden takes additional action and more swiftly to assist the millions of Ukrainian refugees fleeing for their lives. So you want to appear on the top of the other fucking one there telling, why, Joe Biden go save our country? Send fucking American lives over there into a meat grinder and bring our people over here to set where it's safe. Your people who want their fucking freedom and their autonomy and their fucking liberty, go over there into the meat grinder to fight for the fucking New World Order. Boy, wouldn't that be fucking, it'd be something if you could pull it off, you old propagandist whores. But you're not gonna. The days ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Yeah, but they are pushing this hard because I've seen pictures to where they're lighting up the damn skylines in yellow and blue. You know, I've seen a picture back from where I'm home, my birth home, Tennessee. The Mississippi River Bridge is lit up in blue and yellow. They're promoting this.
Oh, hell
they
yes.
They want the people to be on the side of Ukraine.
They can put up anything.
It wouldn't surprise me if where you're going with this, if that's where they're going with it, talking possibly of draft. They're programming the American people to believe that we should go fight for Ukraine.
Yeah, but it's all over
the capitals.
I'm sure it
is. I've seen a picture out of Dallas.
Well, so what? I can put up a goddamn light that says "blow your fucking brains out." Anybody that, I mean, that don't mean shit.
The government,
money's no object. They're going to put it on everything across this goddamn country. If the people say "fuck you," the people say "fuck you." Who's going to be affected by this? Who is going to go fight for the New World Order to fucking get rid of the sovereignty of the United States of America? And see, you got all these communists here that say that they fucking believe in this shit. Well, get your goddamn ass over there and fight the Russians. If the Russians are dumb enough to fight. They can put up every, I know, I guarantee it's just like COVID. They're going to fucking say it a zillion times. That's why we got to be here every fucking day telling them what it is. This is why we're going to be, you're going to hear this more fucking so much. It's going to make you fucking sick to your stomach.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Don't sound to me like
well,
it. It sounds to me like
surprised.
They're fleeing.
We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order, for the democratic countries.
You see?
We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
You see, it's just like with COVID, they put out in the, 90% of the people have been vaccinated. Just because they used a number to lie, it means something. The people of America aren't going to go fight for no fucking new world order to get rid of their goddamn freedom and liberty. This is blatant on its face. This is already failed. I guarantee fucking to you, if the communists here, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, these hardcore, these Bolsheviks out on our fucking streets saying the Bolshevik, get your fucking ass over there and go do it. But no goddamn American national is going to go fight to have their fucking sovereignty of their country fucking taken away and their goddamn Bill of Rights and be made a goddamn slave. And they're telling you that's, I just played it for you. It's got to be played over and over and over. We got to sit here, just like with COVID, as many times as they want to say COVID-19, we got to say 50 times more COVID-19 does not fucking exist, and it doesn't. We tell the fucking truth. You can't beat the fucking truth. And people, I read the articles too, and the people are not fucking going for this shit. Nobody wants this fucking shit. 20 years in goddamn Afghanistan for what? For the poppy trade? And for the fucking rare earth minerals to go to the filthy fucking international rich, the 1%? You think people are really fucking want this kind of shit or are going to put up with this shit? Especially when they hear the fucking that they're going to be fighting for the new world fucking order to take away their country. Because that's what they're talking about here. That's what the one world order does. It takes away the sovereignty of the United States of America and it removes our fucking law. Now they went now as far as the and talking about them coming and drafting people, they say, no, you got to come and get them, don't you? I don't care where I killed the New World Order son of a bitches, but I'm not going and my fucking kids ain't going and nobody I fucking know is going to go. We'll kill you right here. This is where we want to kill you anyway. We don't want to have to fucking travel and fucking, take supply a fucking huge army to go get you. Come here and get your fucking medicine. Come here and fucking goddamn induct me into your fucking army, son of a bitch. See if it's worth it to you. Because you'll get nothing but some dead motherfuckers, and you'll have less to go to the next house. Next house, you'll have less to go to the next house. Pretty soon, you'll get the fucking idea every time you walk up, you're losing three, not gaining one. That's how this is going to go down. There ain't nobody going to go fight for these motherfucking third world trash motherfuckers. Anyway, that's my answer to that. Where were we in this? Oh, yeah, the great news. The days ahead will be the measure of President Biden's presidency. Wait, over Ukraine? Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, people are reading this. And the days ahead, what he does over in fucking Ukraine? He's already fucking put a rope around his neck 50,000 times fucking over. He has committed treason more times than I can fucking count in a day. He ain't gonna live long enough to hang. I'm surprised every time they show that fucker. It's probably a double by now or a triple. I mean, you don't have fucking doubles? I mean, like Hillary Clinton and all these fuckers don't have doubles and fucking triple, even third people that fucking look like them go out when they can't get out of their goddamn deathbed? This son of a bitch has fucking got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana pill. And his shit his pants. He has no credibility, he has no authority, and he starts trying to fucking make Americans go fight for the new fucking world order to take the sovereignty of this country away. There's no higher fucking treason, people. And you know it. That is they're so in violation of our fucking law. We will go down in history. People will be going, why in the fuck were they letting it happen? They fucking had them outnumbered 1,000 to 1. And they kept allowing it. It's happening because we're allowing it because we're fucking a bunch of pussies. Just polish that fucking gun. And proudly send your fucking kid to go fight to fucking destroy this country because that's what fucking the New World Order is all about. Is destroying fucking the sovereign countries. Go ahead. Go ahead. I heard you, Misty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard someone else. Didn't Bush say the same thing before Iraq?
Oh, hell yeah.
Afghanistan?
Oh, hell yeah.
The New World Order?
Oh, hell yeah. Well, the old man Bush was the first one that says 1,000 points of light and a new world order. I don't know, Georgie Jr., I mean, fucking Curious George, he was like a fucking child. He had to be, I mean, that motherfucker was mildly retarded, if ever mildly retarded ever existed. But still, again, you go back and you look at it. Was there any depleted uranium? No. Were they lying to you? Yes. And everybody fucking knew it. We should have, why didn't we shut them down? And after they committed the war crimes they committed against the fucking Iraqis, why didn't we arrest them? Why are we harboring these international fucking war criminals? Because that's what they are. Him, Dick Cheney, fucking Rice, fucking all them fuckers that fucking committed genocide on the Iraqi people. We're harboring them. That's the only, I mean, they have warrants out for them, international warrants. That's why I laugh when every time they tell me about Bill Gates has a warrant in Africa for fucking crimes against humanity. Sure he does. That's why he's fucking here. And you, everybody's wondering, why ain't they running, you know, trying to get, because this is where, the place that protects fucking goddamn war criminals and goddamn, genocide committers. If they left
yeah,
us.
You didn't see the sky, skylines lit up with the Iraqi colors. You know, everybody was pro fucking yay, let's go kill them. It's flipped on this one. That is what I'm saying. It's completely flipped.
Yeah, it's flipped, but they can shine lights on anything they want. There's just a little handful of them, Misty. You got to know that by now.
I do, Henry. I mean, I do. I'm just talking about the propaganda with this one. You know, with this one, they're just trying to pull people in. No, you know, I don't buy this bullshit.
Well, do you,
but
if
they're trying to pull the people in to support this. Yet, when we were killing all the people in Afghanistan, the mamas and the babies and yep. all the above, and Iraq, I didn't see anything lit the fuck up with their colors.
Hell no.
But I mean, that's what I'm trying to say.
But if every time it's happened, flipped. Every time it's happened, it's made it simpler for the simplest people to see. They have not got no goddamn support for this shit, and you know it. No, yep. and that's why I keep playing that clip. They're fighting for the New World Order. The New World Order means the destruction of the United States of America. That means the removal of our fucking Bill of Rights. Are you going to go over to Ukraine and fight for that? Hell no. And if you're going to have to fight these New World Order son of a bitches anyway, fight them when they come and try to fucking force you to fight for the other side.
I got our own turf.
We already got the fucking guns. We ain't like these goddamn people back in the 20s and 30s that they treated like goddamn dogs. We're armed to the fucking teeth. And we got plenty of goddamn cause, and we got the law at our fucking back. We can mow these son of a bitches down and do it righteously. And if the rest of the world had any goddamn sense, they would do the same. And I think they are. I think these fuckers are getting fucking slaughtered on the world stage, and they're not going to fucking televise the fucking goddamn uprising when the people are start to enforce the law and when these fuckers are getting killed. It's like Colin Powell and these, you know, these people, they say, oh, he died of COVID. He died of COVID. Maybe he did. Maybe he caught a bullet in the fucking head. Do you know for sure? Because I'm sure as hell don't. At any rate, people, I mean, food for thought, but hell no. They're not going to pull this. I don't care how many lights they fucking flash or what they fight. Of course, they're going to turn on every fucking Christmas light and try to tell you the Ukrainians are fucking fine fucking people. But we got their in their own fucking words. This means the destruction of the United States. They are fighting for the destruction of our fucking sovereignty, our fucking law, our fucking culture, our fucking way of life, and to take our goddamn resources. Here it is.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
We fight for the destruction of the United States of America as a sovereign country and the destruction of the Bill of Rights that keeps the people fucking free, that guarantees our freedom and liberty and right to own property. That's what that woman is fucking saying, and you have to be a pretty stupid son of a bitch not to know that. And if you're stupid enough, go on over there and fucking, you kill a Russian, a Russian can kill you. But as for the rest of the world, they're not that stupid. And as far as this country, I mean, and showing lights on the White House, I really don't care. They showed the queer lights on the fucking White House, too. There's four fucking queers in this whole fucking country. But that don't mean that fucking everybody fucking supports it just because they shine a light. They can shine all the fuck they want. You're talking about a goddamn New World Order fucking army, an international fucking army, to fucking destroy your country. You really think that the fucking American nationals are not going to stand them down and blow their fucking asses out of this country? I think they are. Anyways, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And keep watching. This is failing. This will fail just like COVID-19 is. Because every time that they fucking say it, it's going to be the same fucking thing, man. It's going to be...
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people.
Oh, I'm just so surprised.
Are you?
It says right here they're running.
Well, I'm not surprised.
They're trying to flee. 75,000 Ukrainian tourists, visas, immigrants, including men, young men who are already in the United States. The award of temporary protective status, 18 months, was announced by Harando, the fucking goddamn Cuban-born immigrant. The award does not exclude fighting-age Ukrainian men who could go home and protect the nation. The TBS aid for migrants also reduces the chance that those migrants will return home and strengthen their country. Biden's deputies have also stopped deportations of illegal migrants back to the several Eastern European countries. We know what you're fucking doing. Get up and fight and goddamn enforce the law and stop this shit now. Or you're a goddamn coward. That is the word from the trenches. We forgot what day it was.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
I'm gonna do it.
Cookies!